Good news! Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Free Beer and Hot Wings Show free clip of the day.
We're going to play a clip right now of someone who is famous.
Okay.
Let you see if you can guess who it is. He's one of those people that's famous to some people.
Do you want me to have the video up or do you just want to hear the audio?
You can put the video up. That's okay. Fine. He's talking about social media and the companies that are pursuing it. And this is sort of amongst the laugh, think, cry spectrum. This is mostly think. It is a comedian, but he's not doing comedy here. See what you think of this.
They're coming for every second of your life. That's what these companies are coming to. This company as well. And it's not because anyone is bad. It's not because anyone in this company has evil plans or is trying to do this. They're not even doing it consciously. It's because these companies like Twitter and YouTube and Instagram, everything, they went public and they went to shareholders. So they have to grow. Their entire models are based off of growth. They cannot stay stagnant. Twitter grossed $4-5 billion last year. It is in the red. It is unprofitable. It has to get more of you. No matter how nice it's trying to be, it is all that they're trying to get more engagement from you. We used to colonize land. That was the thing you could expand into, and that's where money was to be made. We colonized the entire earth. There was no other place for the businesses and capitalism to expand into, and then they realized human attention. That we can now, they are now trying to colonize every minute of your life. That is what these people are trying to do. Every single free moment you have is a moment you could be looking at your phone and they could be gathering information to target ads at you. That's what's happening. So like as much as we can, you know, as have really good conversations and try to humanize the conversations, the like mechanism of the business is rolling towards that just because of the market. So like, it's coming. It's coming for every free second you have. And that's dark. That's really, really dark and scary. And for someone like me, I grew up a little bit on the internet. And I've felt the repercussions of it. I suffer from anxiety. So I know where it leads. And I'm saying, like, you don't want this. Trust me. Like, you're not going to feel good about yourself. And you know it. The kids know it. Like, the whole joke on the internet is everyone's like, this place sucks, right? I mean, like, that's, like, kind of the thing. That's why their memes are all ironic and detached and self-referential and 12 layers deep, because truth is completely dead to them, and they know it. They look at the president. They look at the culture. They go, what the hell is this? They look at, like, Coca-Cola commercials that are winking at them and smiling, and they go, like, forget it, you know? So, like, ugh, I have no idea what's going to happen.
I love
think
him.
Of that.
Yeah, I think he's exactly right.
He's
absolutely 100% right. I mean, we've seen it in a lot of the way he began it. We've seen that in a lot of industries, in you know, including our own, where it's like you know, you take a company public, and the only way you appease shareholders is to grow. And in some cases, the only way you grow in a lot of industries is you just fire some people, and then you show up. Bigger profit.
Right, yeah.
Because you're paying less salary.
At least less loss.
You know, and in their case, yeah, they got to target more and more and more. And so they, you know, that's all they do. They try to engage more people.
That's Bo Burnham, by the way, comedian.
He's called out a couple people. And that's where I first saw him on Instagram years ago going off on a heckler. And he did a great job because he's one of those comedians. He does stand up, but he also incorporates music.
Yeah.
And early on, he had gone viral for stuff like that. And this woman intentionally went to heckle him. And he was like, so you came here to heckle somebody who's 18 years old and up here doing something that's making everybody else in the crowd laugh. So you just wanted to come here and make it about you? Like, why? Okay. And the way
it's a really mature response.
Oh, my. The way that he responded, exactly, Free Beer. It was so mature that the whole crowd was on his side because, granted, when somebody slams you back and a comedian, you know, takes you down in a comedic type of way, that's funny too, but it's almost like, oh.
She would have loved to have been insulted at that point.
Oh, man, but the way he actually attacked her character and not just some surface level thing. Like, you bought a ticket to this knowing that you were going to come here and make fun of a teenager up on stage. Oh, it was just like, damn, dude, you're smart.
Yeah.
But I think he said something there that clicked with me, too, and I wonder if anybody else clicked with it, where he says they target every free second that you have.
Yes.
And I noticed, because Apple iPhones started, or iPhones started doing that thing every Sunday where they're like, your screen time was up 20% this week. Mm-hmm. And I've made it a point to get it down to where it's under 2 hours every single day.
Yeah.
Because that's still a lot. That's like 2 hours on my screen is a lot.
I'm positive and, I'm more than that.
And once that started happening, I would open up my phone and be like, wait, I'm just sitting at a red light. I don't need to be on my phone, or I'm going to the bathroom. Why am I grabbing my phone?
Especially
like,
when you break it down further and it shows which apps you're spending the most time on. And then you realize those are kind of the ones I hate the most.
Yeah, yeah. Like I get the least out of them. I don't care. But I'll spend tons of time on Instagram or Twitter or whatever. And I don't even, all I'm doing is getting irritated, or I don't really care what I'm looking at. I'm just
doom scrolling. It's such a mindless scrolling, and it fits, like Steve just said, the doom scrolling, that fits right into the narrative he's talking to as well about the language that kids use towards social media now, too. Like, oh, it's just all a lie, or it's just all in my face because it wants to sell me something, or it's doom scrolling, or it's mindless, you know? Mm-hmm. It is that feeling towards the internet now, where the internet used to be like, oh, this is amazing. Like, I can do anything
I
want.
It was a place for ideas.
Yeah, and it still is, but it's just got such a dark cloud over it.
That thing about where he said about the memes, about how they're dark and disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
12 layers deep.
I would have never, I wouldn't have even thought of it, much less been able to say it, but it's pretty accurate.
Me and my friends used to get in trouble for memes like that when we were younger a lot, like middle school and early high school. When you're a teenager in that era, like the joke around then was like you punctuate everything bad that happens to you with like, well, I guess I'm going to kill myself now.
Yeah.
And it was just it's a joke. But we would get in trouble about it. Like, you shouldn't say that. It's like, I don't mean it. I know it's bad to say, but it's a joke. And like how kids understand that the internet is a terrible place to be. I really think that parents need to keep their kids off of the internet for longer, because he brought up a good point. Like, when you grow up on the internet, it really does something to your brain.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I really think I developed this level of anxiety and this level of self-consciousness because I started going online when I was like 8 or 9. My parents didn't know what the internet was. It was new. I might have been even younger. I could have been maybe 7. We needed it for school.
Right.
But it's like, I don't know. The iPad kids now, it's like they are just so in that culture and it's so bad for them. Because no matter how many parental controls you put on their internet time, that news is still going to get through. Those negative memes and jokes are still going to get through.
Oh, yeah. All of the stuff that I hear that's negative is like... Even if they don't see it at home, where I go, where did you even hear that? They're like, oh, it's a meme that's really popular at school right now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah, that's the thing, because there's always those kids.
We banned YouTube.
Their parents let them see it,
Your kids on YouTube go from one place to the next, and all of a sudden they're seeing something like, well, I don't really want you to see that.
Mm-hmm. And Rachel, you said something interesting, too, because I'm 35, you're 26?
I'm going to be 26
in like a month, right? Yeah, so you're 10 years younger than me, essentially, 9 years. And I didn't grow up on the internet at 8 or 9 or 10 or 11, anything like that. It was like AOL chat rooms early on. And so I loved discovering how you could connect with people. I thought that was cool. And then Facebook happened when I was in college. That was awesome. And I got to see like this golden era of the internet, kind of like what we talked about yesterday. But I had never experienced trolling or insecurities coming from the internet, other than like a couple things that would happen here and there because somebody would reshare your picture and be mean.
Yeah.
But when I moved here and started on this show, it was the first time I'd ever had an anxiety attack due to like, I'd had one anxiety attack before, but I came into work and I told y'all, I was like, this is just getting to be too much. I don't know how you handle it.
Yeah.
And y'all been doing it for a lot longer. But, oh, man, the hate that comes on social media, being a kid and being exposed to that and knowing that bullies can take that from a hallway in or a classroom and put it on the internet.
It follows you
home.
I can't
imagine what I would have gone through in middle school and high school. I think it would have ruined me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Definitely made middle school tough.
Yeah.
The rule of thumb for me is like at some point it got to where, well, I don't share anything until I'm ready to be made fun of for it.
Yeah.
So there's still a couple things that I think, that'd be a pretty good story. But I'm not open enough to be mocked for it or whatever else.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird. But those that boundary gets lower and lower all the time. I don't have much shame left.
But I hadn't thought of it like that, where that anxiety you feel as your social media grows or you become a part of a show that's got a larger following or whatever. I could, like, thinking that that anxiety that triggered me at 31, 32 would have happened at 13 or 14. I don't think my little developing brain, honestly, I don't think it would have been able to handle that.
No, I would have hated that.
But I think all the fellas.
I think I would have used it about like I do now, though.
Yeah.
Which is, I just don't care that much. I mean, I'll waste a lot of time looking at other stuff.
Yeah.
But like in terms of people's comments to me or like re-looking at stuff, I don't care. I'm like,
you think that would have been the case when you were a teenager?
No, that's what
no
I said. I'm not. I don't think. I don't think
no
I would have been.
I misunderstood.
I kind of
said I would use it the same as now.
I kind of said both. I did sort of say I think I would.
So it depends.
I think there is a chance though that I would have. I've never really cared about outside opinion.
Yeah, you're like, really good at that.
Even when I was in high school and stuff, like my friends and I would do weird stuff like on purpose. We would wear shirts and ties for no reason. We would wear wingtip shoes with our, you know, pegged jeans and we got along with people and it was fine. Like if somebody had a negative opinion, I'd go, "Yeah, I don't care. Whatever, jock." Like I didn't care.
Yeah.
That's kind of how I feel now.
Yeah.
Like, I value the opinion of people's opinions I value.
And that line, so to speak. I wish I knew who I heard it from first or who said it first in the history of the world, but never take criticism from somebody you wouldn't ask for advice. Man.
Yeah, especially.
Save me a lot of shorthand.
Especially in this field.
Yeah. And most other.
Idiots get access to the podcast, segment 17, and watch the webcams. You can be an idiot too. Sign up at freebeerandhotwings.com.
Good news. Goodwill Columbus has opened a new store in Westerville. And with a new donation center, it's easier than ever to make a difference in your community. Bring your gently used clothing, furniture, electronics, and more to our donation drop-off. Each donation and purchase supports our mission to provide jobs, free job training, essential services, and more right here in Westerville. Drop your donations off at 60 East Schrock Road or learn more at goodwillcolumbus.org.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNC 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.